Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, never become a man or woman for that matter that yells at his wife and kids, but talks nicely to strangers. Have you been around kids these days though? They yell and scream seemingly to drive you crazy. But I've never yelled at a woman even when she was gaslighting me, disrespecting me, or insulting me. I would just take myself out of the situation because your words can be interpreted as violence these days, and the cops would probably agree with her assessment. Up next, you wake up and it's 1990, and there are no smartphones or internet. What do you do? Go through digital withdrawal pains, and then wonder how I'll ever make a living without the internet. I've spent over 26 years being an online entrepreneur, and haven't had a steady job longer than a few weeks. But if it was 1990 and I was a kid, then I'd be perfectly fine with it. If it was 1990 and I was an adult, though, I would be fudged until 1995 when I would get an internet startup going. Number three, do you guys remember when trucks looked this good? It makes me wonder what happened to good car design. Cars became safer with crumple zones and gas tripled in price. But the biggest reason is because car designers don't usually make physical models of their cars and build prototypes. Cars are designed in computers and that's why they all tend to look the same. Plus, there are more women drivers, and they don't like to stick out, so cars are generally boring these days. Moving on, here's that woman that got caught at a Coldplay concert. The picture on the left is either AI or 15 years old. They always tend to use ancient pictures, don't you know? Also, haven't women like this ever heard of sunscreen before? Here's another woman that was there, and just look at how red her face is. And she's got those massive horse teeth gums going on as well. She was clearly working hard not to show those in the picture on the right. Number 5, here's an actor that played the Mountain in Game of Thrones. He's a foot and a half taller than his wife here, with him being 6'7" and her only being 5'2". Yet you still won't hear women complaining that he's a pedo for being with a woman that short. If they have any kids, then this dude just nuked his genetics. Because kids tend to be more likely to take on height characteristics from their moms. Something tells me that she's really with them because of this. Up next, David said that once upon a time, Spain was actually a Muslim-majority country, and that it's no longer that way because the Christians carried out a genocide. This is a backhanded way to try and say that the Muslims were the indigenous people of Spain. Basically, Muslims conquered Spain by the sword, and Christians threw them out. And now that's considered a genocide instead. Kicking them out, that is. Meanwhile, Muslims ending Christians isn't even mentioned as a footnote. Christianity also predates Islam. Number 7, here's how feminists view soycidy. Any man that refuses to change for women is a weak narcissist, and any woman that refuses to change for a man is a strong boss babe. They've turned female disobedience into a virtue, and men not giving up our autonomy to women when they demanded a liability. And women wonder why more and more men are choosing AI girlfriends instead of them these days. Plus, let's not forget that feminists never really believed in equality even though they always said they do. Moving on, a man wearing a heavy metal necklace gets sucked into an MRI machine and dies. It was a 10-pound chain and he probably flew across the room. Now his family's apparently suing the hospital for not taking proper precautions. As if his family has a chance in winning because there were warning signs all over the place in the hospital that I'm pretty sure he just ignored. Here's an actual picture of this woman trying to get him out. Number 9, are all these corporate logos and labels really gone for good? Of course they are. Meanwhile, the natives and blacks are probably more upset about them being canceled than white folks because now they have a lot less representation at the grocery store, and sports ball fields as well. The funny part is that a native artist designed the Washington Redskins logo, and it was actually approved by natives, and yet it still had to go. Up next, this couple went home to do the horizontal mamba, and she left after seeing over 10 years worth of FIFA games in his place. The question we should really be asking is, why do women hate guys that game so much? Is it because they don't give them the attention that they think they deserve? They see games as if it's another woman that you're dating simultaneously. One of my girlfriends used to get jealous that I would spend so much time on the computer. She would say that I was my other girlfriend. Meanwhile, I was just doing it for work. Number 11, and speaking of girlfriends, this is the way that men in love see the world. Every other girl is invisible to them except the one that they love. It's obvious what's happening. All that dopamine and oxytocin gets you to focus on the object of your affection. More often than not, this is how your emotions can ruin your life, and all based on how she looks and nothing more. And you have no idea if she's a rooster roller coaster riding whore either. Moving on, the Japanese ruling party loses its majority in the latest election, and the populist party makes big gains. I guess that's what happens when you import 100,000 Bangladeshis into Japan. They should just import the people from South Africa or white refugees from Western European countries instead. But they probably won't because that's not part of the globalist agenda. Plus, they want cheap labor that won't complain about bad working conditions. Bad working conditions for Japan, that is. Number 13, meanwhile, on the other side of the world, a German woman was given a harsher sentence than a rapist because she ended up calling him a pig. She was sentenced to a weekend in jail, and the rapist is a juvenile, so he didn't get any jail time at all. All this woke migrant insanity seems to be some sort of humiliation ritual to see how far we're willing to go and be pushed before we snap and bring in another Austrian painter. I doubt it's going to happen, though. Up next, Andrew Tate says that monogamy is not natural for men, and that only 20 to 30% of men will ever reproduce. Yeah, it's natural, but polygamy is the end of civilization. If beta males don't have skin in the game, then civilization is going to fall apart. Unless maybe AI and robots start doing all the work for us. I think that in the future we'll reproduce using technology like they did in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, if AI doesn't wipe us out first. Number 15, Texas shut down a 402-acre Muslim center development. Of course, it's the right call if they actually did this, but it's only under investigation so far. They're setting up colonies, it seems. Just look at what's going on in Michigan and Minnesota. Other states need to follow in the footsteps of Texas, but I doubt they will. Islam is not compatible with the U.S. Constitution. I only hope that America learns from Western Europe before it's too late. Moving on, Olivia Giuliani has been dropped as the DNC's young male voter outreach coordinator because of her bad performance. Looks like she has no performance issues when it comes to eating all that pizza. If they want to get more male voters, and they are using a large woman, then at least could they have found someone with a prettier face. I can't believe they spent $20 million on this bumpkin thinking it was a good idea. Number 17, the new Superman film might as well be called The Simp of Steel. He gets beat up for 2 hours and is then rescued by his friends and Supergirl's dog. And thousands of people die and Super Simp here doesn't save them. Henry Cavill is the alpha male Superman, and this guy is just beta man. Man of Steel is a great film, and I've watched it at least half a dozen times. Zod with an actual army trying to destroy all of humanity really raised the stakes. Up next, would you smash this McDonald's employee? This is obviously an AI image, but I'd imagine that this is what they'd look like in Russia when they opened their first McDonald's. That they had at least one girl like this behind the counter. She also kind of reminds me of the woman working McDonald's in the Fifth Element film. Instead, for me, when I go to the local McDonald's, all I see are Jeets these days. This pretty freckled-faced ginger also looks like Wendy from Wendy's if she defected to McDonald's. Number 19, California is so bad that In-N-Out Burger is moving its headquarters to Tennessee, after being in California for 77 years. But California doesn't care, though, because they've got all the big tech and AI companies in their state, and those won't be going anywhere. The new headquarters is also apparently for the Eastern expansion only. I asked Grok and they said that they will have both headquarters now. The CEO is also moving to Tennessee. I wouldn't be surprised if they eventually shut down the headquarters in California. Moving on, Bruce Willis can no longer speak, doesn't know who he is, and is having difficulty walking. And there's Demi Moore smiling like an attention elf, trying to milk him for whatever eyeball she can. That's the most sickening part of this photo, that it's really a picture of her and that he's nothing more than a prop to her. Soon most of our childhood celebrities will be gone, all except Chuck Norris. He met Father Time once and convinced him to stop the aging process. Number 21, what the hell happened to Wayman? I think part of it has to do with the obesity rate shooting up from 10% back in the 1980s all the way up to 65% today. Plus, feminism made more women than ever, single cat ladies and such women vote for the left. I also don't know about you, but I'll take the woman from 1725. The rest can just go in the reject bin. Someone needs to do the 2035 version so we can see the mass effects of Ozempic. Up next, someone says they told their fat friend that she needs to lower her standards if she expects to find a man. It has to be a man that said this because I don't believe a woman would tell another woman anything like this. Instead, they usually tell their fat female friends that they're super attractive so that they don't lose any weight to begin with. I've got a better solution. Instead of lowering her expectations, she just needs to lower her caloric intake. Either that or just date a black man. Number 23, did you know that a Harvard Medical School study showed that women were responsible for 70% of domestic violence cases? If you don't believe it, then just look at lesbian couples. They have the highest rates of domestic assault out there. That 70% figure is also non-reciprocal violence. They initiate violence at even higher rates. Women think that if they hit you, then you can't hit them back, because the cops will always take their side. This is from 2007, and I'd imagine it's gotten a lot worse since then. Moving on, what's the difference in this woman before she found Jesus and after she found him? Is there more than just a wardrobe and hair change and natural-looking sunset behind her? Do you believe that just because she has faith now, it erases her past transgressions? Is it possible that she's just playing the part of the female chameleon so she can find herself an attractive conservative man? Can a modern liberated hoe be turned into a housewife? Number 25 in the last one, we have another body cam still. Why does this keep on happening with minorities? They said they wanted to force the police officers out there to wear body cams so they could record their wrongdoings. And meanwhile, all that's happening is that they just end up catching themselves being violent. And with this kind of violence, you just know that they still expect cops not to defend themselves. I wouldn't be surprised if they now demand police body cams be banned. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.